Welcome to episode 5, Behavior Within Leadership, the 5th episode in the 6th podcast series of the Capstone Project Small Group Communication. In this episode, we will address behavior within leadership in and outside of the workplace. During this episode, we will cover the following: what leadership is, what a leader is, and what leadership looks like. To start, leadership is the activity of guiding a group of people. True leadership is a process where an individual influences a group of individuals to achieve a common goal. Leadership can be represented in many different ways, in which we will cover a little bit later in this episode. Before we jump into how leadership is represented within the workplace, we must define what a leader is. A leader is someone who trains and influences one or more people who have diverse abilities and skills. A leader also encourages and supports others to reach their goals and also the goals of the organization. A leader isn't born, as some might have claimed. Anyone can be a leader if they have the motivation to be. A leader is someone who can learn and practice a certain set of traits and characteristics. Some traits and skills of an effective leader are patience, a passion for developing ideas, trustworthiness, reliability, and compassion. All of these traits and characteristics are essential to study and learn when being a leader and, in addition, to understand leadership as a whole. Now that we have discussed what a leader is, it is time to look into what leadership in an organization looks like. There are many different levels of leadership within the workplace and also out in everyday life. Here is a generic look of different leadership levels within a work organization. As an entry-level employee, you can be a leader by completing tasks and encouraging others to do so as well. As a manager, there are a lot more leadership requirements in instructing, encouraging, and supporting other employees with their work. As the boss, the leadership is similar to the leadership of the manager. But in addition, the boss must support and guide the managers as well. The boss must also be a leader for the entire organization and show this through their efforts to achieving the company's goals. The leadership process itself can have many steps, and one set of steps are to create a shared vision, to inspire and share the vision, build successful teams, encourage others to act, model proper behavior, and to share the success with everyone on the team. These steps are more designed for managers and bosses, but can be supported by all members of the team. Outside of the workplace, you can be a leader in everyday life by stepping up in your community, in your household, in your friend group, and even just participating in daily activities. To wrap things up, leaders are not born. Rather, they are built. Anyone can be a leader if they put the work into becoming one. A leader is always learning and improving themselves to be better leaders. Leadership comes in all shapes and sizes, in and outside of the workplace. In this episode, we learned what leadership is and also what a leader is. Then following that, we learned what leadership looks like and also what being a leader looks like. Thank you for listening to episode 5, Behavior Within Leadership. In the last episode, episode 6, the topic of discussion is behavior surrounding the pros and cons of groupthink.